We begin this hour with the recovery from Hurricane Ian. Southwest Florida took the biggest direct hit from the storm. The region around Fort Myers still struggles to comprehend the scale of the damage. NPR's Martin Costi is on the scene and has this report.
The view from above is a gut punch for reporter Eileen Kelly, who's just been up over Fort Myers and the barrier islands in a helicopter.
Honestly, if I wasn't seatbelted in, I would have been on my knees, because it just brings you to your knees.
Kelly lived and worked here in the 90s. She's just back for a new job with local NPR member station WGCU. She has really fond memories of this place.
It's everyone's beach. You know, these honky-tonk places and bars, and it just has this great beach vibe, and it's been reduced to rubble. It really looks like matchsticks from the air.
Another thing you see from the air is the water.
It's horrifying because the water is generally green in the summer, and it's black now. It's black with some copper tones in it. And then off in the distance, you see the green. And it's clear that it's oil and gas in there from the boats.
So that's the view from above. Here's the scene on the ground. Bonita Springs, 28 miles south of Fort Myers. A long line of cars is trying to get to the waterfront. But there's a checkpoint, and sheriff's deputies are asking for ID.
So we want to park here.
You can't park here. You're going to have to park somewhere else. This is only private.
Well, I live here.
Oh, that's what I was...
Bonita Beach. See this here?
They're letting only the residents in to keep streets clear for the earth-moving machine still coming in to push sand and debris out of the way. Jim Bianco has been inside the restricted zone. He hunkered down in his house for the storm, a big mistake, he now says. But he was able to watch the havoc firsthand.
The water came through, took out everything underneath the house. My Tesla floated out through the garage door with the door. Refrigerator we had downstairs floated away. Ice maker, countertop, took the whole thing. What a mess.
And you can see that havoc even here, a couple of blocks from the water. Some of the sights are just jaw-dropping.
Looking at a Rolls Royce that's mangled up against a tree in the mangroves.
Eric Fredrickson came here to try to help out a friend's family. He weathered the storm up in Cape Coral, an experience he likens to having his house sucked up into a giant vacuum cleaner for 7 hours. He says the cleanup for this region will be daunting.
It's crazy.
What do you think? How long is this going to take?
I have no idea, man. It wouldn't surprise me if it took years.
Still, things here are on the move. The highways linking these coastal towns are busy with electric utility trucks and general traffic. People are already lining up outside hardware stores. And you see some green shoots of commerce, such as the men rigging up this plywood sign close to passing traffic, just a few blocks from the wrecked rolls. The spray-painted message on the sign declares the reopening of a restaurant in the adjacent strip mall. Mario Dominguez is the proprietor.
It's called like a Jutla restaurant. This is a Central American cuisine from El Salvador.
Right after the storm, Dominguez came back to clean up, rig a new smoke hood, the old one had been blown off, and hook up his generator.
You know that right now, a lot of people is looking for something to eat, so we had to take a little bit of that opportunity for it. But either way, you know,
the capitalist spirit.
That's capitalist spirit.
This region has its work cut out for it, but that work has already begun. Martin Costi, NPR News, Naples, Florida.